Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Are you one like the Christ?
Yes.
Then do you also bear witness
yes.
to the truth?
Yes.
Will you tell it in front of anybody?
Yes.
Will you not be afraid and not be timid and not shake? Will you not be intimidated by pride? Well, what will they think of me at the workplace? What will they think? There will come a time, my friend. I said, there will come a time, you, me, everybody, you will be in a place and you will not be amongst us with good organ music and amen and preaching. You will be the only one there that believes this way, and everybody else will be looking daggers through you. And other people will be thinking, do not bring that Christian stuff up now. We're trying to do business. We're trying to do this. Do not. And I'm not talking about you trying to preach when you shouldn't and you're not even called to preach. I'm not talking about any of that. I'm not talking about trying to force something down somebody's throat and they don't want to hear it. But I am talking about that you are not ashamed. And when it comes down to it and somebody puts you on the spot and the spotlight hits you and they put the microphone in your mouth, you do not hesitate. You do not balk. You say, I am a Christian and I am not ashamed of it. Yes, He saved me. Yes, I was there at the altar. Yes, He filled me with the Spirit. Come on, all you listen. Yes, He has healed me many times. Yes, I believe in miracles. And yes, He'll pay your bills. And yes, He'll meet your needs. He'll give you the desires of your heart. He's a good, good God. You're one of them. No, I'm one of the ringleaders of them. Phyllis years ago worked in offices, and she was working with, I believe it was a claims adjuster. Is that what, an insurance adjuster on the phone? And they were having to wait on the phone for something. And this guy, for some reason, starts telling Phyllis about this date he just went on. They're just, they don't even know each other. And he tells him about this weirdo. He said she went to some strange church. What all did they do? They talked in Holy Ghost stuff. And they talked in tongues. And every other kind of thing. And how weird she was. And how weird all this stuff. And of course, Phyllis got quiet, you know. And what after some conversation, what did he say? He didn't believe. He said, I may be even the Antichrist. You know, I don't know. He didn't even know what he's talking about. He just, and then finally, what did he say about you? Because you got quiet. Something about, were you one? Yeah. And then Phyllis says, oh, yeah. She's one of the main ones, you know. And so eventually she said, well, something about, he was trying to just be hard and everything. And well, you, other people have tried to pray for me. No need in you praying for me. And I guess you want to pray for me. And she said, well, no, if you're the Antichrist, what good would it do to pray for the Antichrist? And before the conversation was over, he said, well, now you're going to pray for me, aren't you? He was asking her to pray. No, please, he said, pray for him. Did Jesus stand strong here this day?
Yes.
In front of Pilate.
Yes.
He went on to say, to this end was I born. For this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness to the truth. Everyone that is of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said, what is truth? Which shows how much darkness he was in.
Yes.
And when he said this, he went out and to the Jews and said, I find no fault in him. Do you think when he is looking at Jesus' eyes and he's hearing the tone of his voice, can he tell Jesus is telling the truth? And man, it's working on him. So that when he gets out of there, he's trying to get Jesus off. Isn't he? He's thinking, this guy's nothing wrong with him. Skip down to the 19th chapter. Pilate's wife, you remember, came to him and told him she'd had a dream and told him to have nothing to do with that just man. And then they told him, you know, he heard about Jesus being a king and he heard about resurrection and those things. And man, it alarmed him. Verse 8, when Pilate heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Now who's afraid? You would think Jesus would be the one afraid. He's the one about to be executed. But no, Pilate's afraid. And he went again into the judgment hall and he said to Jesus, whence art thou? Where'd you come from? And this is when Jesus didn't even answer him. He just looked at him. And Pilate said, speakest thou not to me? He's used to being in command. Do you not know I have power to crucify you and I have power to release you? Your life is in my hands. Jesus said, you could have no power at all against me, except it were given you from above. You're a little cog in a great big machine. And there's a lot more going on here than you have any idea. And you're really not in control of anything today. How many remember Jesus had already said, I have received commandment of my Father. I have power to lay my life down and I have power to take it up again. They did not take him against his will. When they came to get him, do you remember what he said? Who are you looking for? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am. And they all fell on the ground. He had to wait for them to get up to get him. He let them take him. If he hadn't, you and I'd be lost. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for letting them take you. Laying your life down. He said, you could have no power at all against me, except it was given you from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto you has the greater sin. Verse 12, and from thenceforth, Pilate sought to release him. He's doing his best to get him out. And the Jews cried out and said, if you let this man go, you're not Caesar's friend. Whoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar. And here we see exactly what we're talking about. What did he do? He folded like a $2 bill. Is that right? He compromised his conscience. Why? Afraid of what somebody might think. Afraid of what somebody might tell Caesar. That's right. Yeah. Afraid word might get back to him. How many times do people not stand up for the truth? Because they're afraid of what people might say or might think. Might cost me a contract. It might cost me a sale. It might cost me a job. It might cost me a friend. Well, if telling the truth cost you that friend, that's not a very good friend. You need some different friends. There will come a time when people will be waiting to see what comes out of your mouth. Is that right? And it won't be comfortable. And you realize when I say what I need to say, things may be different afterwards. And you don't have to be haughty. And you don't have to be arrogant. And you don't have to try to preach somebody a Bible message or lesson or sermon. And you don't have to try to explain what Faith Life Church believes or Christian doctrine. Come on. All you got to do. Don't you like the testimony of the blind man? Yes. Remember his testimony? When they came back and they said, you better tell us the truth. What happened on this? This man, he's a sinner. He breaks the Sabbath. What'd he say? I don't know about all that. I don't know about all that. But what does he say? Is this going to cost him when he says it? Oh, read John sometime and realize. And so then the elders and leaders, the head people in the community, called his parents and him and other people. And the Bible said his parents would not testify because they were afraid of being excommunicated, kicked out of the church. So what they said is, well, he's a grown man. He talks for himself. He'll answer for his, in other words, and his, the repercussions of what he says goes to him, not us. Somebody say, cowards. So now they got the man in front and they said, what happened? He said, man came, put mud and spit in my eyes, told me to go wash it out. I did, and I came to see it. And so they rambled and they tried to take it apart. And they said, now tell us what happened. He said, I already told you what happened. Why you want me to tell you again? You want to be his disciples too? Oh, that made him mad, man. That made him mad. They said, you're his disciple. We're Moses' disciple. We're this and this. And he said, well, now, isn't that strange? Nobody ever heard of somebody opening the eyes of the blind. And yet this guy is, and you don't even know where he come from? In other words, you're supposed to be these great spiritual authorities. They said, tell us what he happened. He said, I already told you. Well, this man's a sinner. He said, well, I don't know if he's a sinner, who he is, what he is. I know this. I was blind, but now I can see. And there must have been power on his witness. There must have been power on his testimony, because it made them so mad they could spit. And they said, you don't know anything. You don't know the law. You were born in sins. And they kicked him out of the church. I mean, they took his name off the book. He can't come back. Because he told the truth. Because he told the truth. If people don't want you in their club for telling the truth, that's a club you don't need to be a part of. Is that right? That's a club you don't need to be a part of. So he's out walking around, seeing perfectly, 20/20 vision. And Jesus comes up and begins to talk to him. And of course, I don't guess he's ever seen him before. Because last time he had contact with him, he couldn't see. And so Jesus comforts him and consoles him. Hallelujah. And I don't think he cared at all that they took his name off the roll. He's out here having a conversation with the King of Kings. And he can see. And what they ever do for him anyway. Did his testimony cost him at the local synagogue? It did, but he didn't care. And the next thing you know, Jesus is visiting him and talking to him about it. Amen. He probably said, well, you know, they kicked me out too. In fact, last time I was in town, they tried to kill me, tried to throw me off that hill over there. So me and you, good company here, buddy. We're okay.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.